Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I am so glad you stopped by today. Connect with me further to learn more about my books and speaking ministry. You'll find me at gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 145, 18.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 145, 18. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Another summer season at the Christian camp where my husband and I worked had just ended, and I felt tired. I poured a cup of coffee, picked up my journal and pen, and walked to a rocky point that jutted into the saltwater harbor near our home. I had no agenda but to sit in God's presence and commune with Him. The sense of God's nearness overwhelmed me that morning. As I sat quietly listening for His voice, a mink stepped ashore with a little fish in its mouth. It stopped and stared at me, and I stared back, amazed and delighted that this little wild creature dared come so close. Moments later, a half dozen herons flew overhead, and then a trio of harbor porpoise swam by. I lived there for 11 years and saw the pod of porpoise only twice, that occasion being one of them. God made His nearness tangible to me that day in a unique way, but the good news is His nearness is a reality to all who have a relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. Today's verse declares this is true. Let's do our deep dive to explore it in detail, shall we? First off, let's look at the context. David penned these words as praise to God's character. They follow verses in which he described God as being gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and filled with goodness and mercy toward all He has made. He upholds all who are falling, raises up all who are bowed down, and He provides food for all who look to Him for help. After all of that, David expressed the words in today's verse, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." In this instance, the name Lord is spelled with all capital letters. Whenever we see this in the Bible, we know it refers to Yahweh, creator and sustainer of life. God Almighty, God above all, this is the one who is near to us. Ponder that for a moment and let its hope sink into your heart. This truth ought to bring us immeasurable comfort and courage. We live in a hurting world and face an uncertain future, but we are not alone. We have every reason to face the future with confidence and with courage because our Creator, Almighty God, the one who abounds in steadfast love and who is filled with goodness and mercy for all He has made, He's the one with us every moment of every day. He is near, always close at hand. But there are a couple of caveats here. First, the Lord is near to those who call on Him. He doesn't barge into our lives and force Himself on us. He wants us to acknowledge our need for Him, and then He responds. This fits with James 4:8, which says, "Come close to God, and God will come close to you." The second caveat is that the Lord is near to those who call on Him in truth. When we call on God to help us, the condition of our heart matters. Calling on God in truth means we do so with no hint of hiding known sin in our hearts. I referred a moment ago to James 4:8, which says, "Come close to God, and God will come close to you." Immediately after that, it says, "Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world." Along with that same train of thought that speaks of cleansing our hearts before coming to God, Isaiah 55:6 and 7 says, "Seek the Lord while you can find Him. Call on Him now while He is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that He may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for He will forgive generously." So God wants us to call on Him, but He wants us to call on Him in truth and in complete honesty. He wants us to tell Him how we feel, what we need, and why we want His help. He's not interested in our coming to Him hiding behind false pretenses, saying one thing but meaning another. Matthew 15:8 says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." My friend, the Lord, who longs for relationship with us, is a holy God, and He doesn't just want lip service. He wants our hearts to be aligned with truth, because He is truth, and He wants our relationship with Him to be founded in truth. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. This is such a beautiful promise, but it is conditional. If we want to experience the Lord's presence in an intimate way, then by all means, let's invite His involvement in our lives. But let's do so with pure hearts, washed clean by that very One who longs to be near to us. Let's pray. Lord, Almighty God, above all other gods, we praise You for being near and not afar off. You didn't create us and place us here on planet Earth to find out and figure out life on our own. You did the hardest thing ever to make a way for us to enjoy relationship with You when You sent Jesus to die for our sin, and for that we are grateful. Thank You for promising to be near to us when we call on You in truth. Cleanse us from pride that would keep us from acknowledging our need for You, and forgive us for allowing sin to separate us from You. We need You, and we want Your involvement in our lives. So come, Lord, come and be near to us. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, It's Carly Mercool, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.